Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. We're looking at the gospel lesson today as well as the lesson from Ezekiel. And we're going to read a couple of verses from Ezekiel. I will give you a new heart and a new mind. I will take your stubborn heart of stone and give you an obedient heart. I will put my spirit in you, and I will see to it that you follow my laws and keep all the commands I have given you. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come to us today. Renew our hearts, make them new. Help them to beat strongly for Jesus and for those around us. Take away our heart of stone, the places that are calloused and hard and cold, and give us new life, a new purpose, and a new hope. Amen. There's something that happens to us, or many of us at least, or me at least, sometime after Easter, the week after Easter. The lilies in the church are starting to droop a little bit. The chocolates, eggs have all been found, maybe by a vacuum cleaner, maybe by the kids, maybe by the dog, and that's not real good. And life returns to normal. The emails start coming in again. The appointments, which is probably more true for those in our age bracket. The family dynamics that were there before Easter. The responsibilities that don't let up just because it's a holiday. And somewhere inside this occurrence comes a question. How do I carry Easter into this? Because Easter is bright and it's bold and it's full of hope, but life is, well, life. Ordinary, beautiful, but messy. Complicated. And most of us, if we are honest, spend most of our time somewhere there between this tension. We live in the tension of just having celebrated Easter and knowing that Jesus is alive, and then confronted by our everyday existence, which seems less alive, less hopeful, less joyful. We live somewhere between resurrection joy and real world pressure. Into that tension, God speaks a promise that doesn't demand more effort from us, or doesn't demand that we tidy up our act or have it all together or figured out. He says, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. God doesn't say try harder. He doesn't say be more spiritual. He doesn't say why are you doubting. He doesn't say pretend everything is rosy or put on an Easter facade. He says, let me make you new from the inside out. And Jesus shows us exactly how this happens. On the evening of the first Sunday of Easter, Jesus has risen and appeared to Mary. And she's told the disciples, we have seen the Lord. And then on the evening, that very day when Jesus rose from the dead, where do we find the disciples? Are they celebrating? They're hiding. They're afraid. They're numb. They're living in the tension, the same tension that we feel. That Easter has happened, but life still happens and is real. And Jesus steps right into the middle of that tension. He doesn't wait for them to feel ready. He doesn't wait for them to feel joyful. He doesn't wait for them to feel anything at all. He simply appears to them, these disciples frozen in fear behind locked doors, and says to them what he had always said to them. Peace be with you. Jesus doesn't give them a pep talk. He doesn't give them a motivational rally. Come on, guys, pick it up. We've got people to save. He gives them a new heart. His heart. His spirit. His life. The very life of the one who rose from the dead comes into the disciples' midst, into our midst, with something to offer us. A new heart, a new spirit, and a new life. I once heard the story of somebody, or the testimony of somebody who talked about what it's like to wake up after having a heart transplant. And they said, despite feeling weak, I also felt alive in a way I hadn't for years. It was like someone had turned the power back on inside me. Now, these words were spoken by somebody in a hospital bed, still connected to wires and tubes, still feeling pain, still facing a long recovery, but something had changed at the core. Something was different. They weren't just waking up from surgery to the old way of living. They were waking up a new person, a new life, a new hope. That's what Jesus does for us spiritually every day. And every time we come to worship, every time we gather with other Christians, every time we open the Bible, every time we pray to him, he turns the power back on. He gives us a heart, a new heart that can live in the tension. A heart that can hold both resurrection and everyday struggle at the same time. A heart that beats with his life, not just with our effort. Now, having a new heart doesn't remove the tension we live in, but it helps us to live through it with grace. A new heart means we can feel again, even when life is heavy. We can hope again, even when circumstances haven't changed. We can love again, even when we're tired. We can breathe again, even when the door feels locked. We can trust again, even when we don't have all the answers. Jesus gives us an Easter Sunday heart that we can carry into Easter Monday and the days after that. A heart that can hold joy and grief together. A heart that can be soft and open without being overwhelmed. A heart that can be courageous without pretending to be strong on our own merits. A heart that can be open even when life has been hard and a struggle. This is how resurrection becomes real, and that's the series we're looking at over the next 4 weeks. All things new, resurrection for real life. Resurrection becomes real, not in the big and dramatic moments, but in quiet, ordinary, everyday ones. A new heart doesn't make life easier. It makes life possible. I want you to think for the next couple of moments and maybe have a quick chat to the person alongside of you or behind you. Where do you feel the tension between Easter hope and everyday life? Where do you feel the tension between Easter hope and everyday life? And what might it look like to let Jesus give you a new heart in that place? What might it look like to let Jesus give you a new heart in that place? Have a couple of moments to talk about that. Thanks for taking time to share with each other, and maybe you can carry that conversation into the time afterwards and into this week ahead with others. That what's it like to live in the tension between the resurrection, knowing that Jesus is alive, and yet having to face everyday life? And how does Jesus give you a new heart and a new hope in that place? When Jesus gives us a new heart, it changes the way we move through this world. It means that we don't have to pretend we're okay when we're not. We don't have to manufacture joy or spiritual feelings or a sense of closeness to God. We can be honest and real. We don't have to hide behind locked doors, either physical or spiritual or emotional. A new heart means that we can live with honesty. We can live gently. We can live awake. We can live with hope that doesn't deny reality, but transforms how we face it. It means that Easter is not just a day we celebrate and then pack it away for another year like society wants us to do. It always moves on to the next thing. Already there's Mother's Day that they're focusing on, or gather round. There's always something that comes next. But what we often don't do very well is we don't hold on to something and let it do its work on us and carry us into the next season. So taking Easter with us into our daily lives, not just once a year, but every day is an Easter. Every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection. It means that Easter isn't just a day we celebrate, but it's a life that we carry. A new heart lets resurrection seep into the cracks of our ordinary lives, giving us courage for what's hard and softness for what's fragile. It means that we can live in the tension without being crushed by it. Jesus doesn't ask us to manufacture resurrection life. He gives it to us. A new heart, a new spirit, a new life. So we can live with courage, softness, and hope in the middle of everyday life. Let's pray. Jesus, breathe your spirit into us. Where our hearts feel tired, renew them. Where they feel numb, awaken them. Where they feel divided, unite them. Give us a new heart that can carry your resurrection life into our everyday world. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal.